Hey everybody, welcome to Weight Loss for Women Over 40 podcast. Today we're talking about osteoporosis prevention and exercise treatment. So 50% of women over 50 in the US will break a bone due to osteoporosis. When we age and your bone density starts to decline, it may lead to a fracture. And women tend to have a lower bone density than men. And then when a woman transitions through menopause, the loss of estrogen can increase the risk of osteoporosis. But the good news is that some cases of osteoporosis can be prevented. So do not wait to attend to your bone health. Start today. So inside today's episode, we're going to be talking about osteoporosis and the steps that you can take today to start increasing your bone density. So again, welcome to the Weight Loss for Women Over 40 podcast. I am your host, Nikki T. And if you can hear my raspy voice, I have been sick with some sort of upper respiratory something or other, which is not being very nice to me, I have to say. There's a reason why if you're listening to this podcast on a podcast station, of course you're not going to see a video. But I usually do record a video version of this and pop it over into YouTube. We do have a YouTube channel. It's Weight Loss for Women Over 40. But there will be none today because I have the pleasure of having pink eye. So if you've never had pink eye, I had it actually when I was 17, when I was really sick in the hospital. That's probably a story for another day, but I had it so bad that they gave me steroids, which actually helped whatever I was having back then. Again, that story for another day. But my eyes are itching and red and really are not attractive right now. So both versions will not have video. And if you pop on a call with me in the next week or so, I probably will appear with sunglasses. So it's not that I think I'm cool. It's just my eyes are really red and inflamed. All right. So enough about that nonsense. Again, welcome to the podcast. So over the past 2 decades, I have helped over 1,000 women to get healthy and fit. It's been, wow. I can't believe it's been 20 years. But anyway, when I added in the mix of excuse me, mindset work. It was like, wow, I really started to see my clients get faster results and they could still eat whatever they wanted. So once you release the way you look at the whole weight loss process from a psychological aspect, again, mindset, everything shifts and weight loss becomes so much easier. So if you're ready to ditch dieting for good and get the body you really want, I want to invite you to book a call with me and let's get you started on finding freedom around food and your body. So I have two private coaching openings right now at the time of this recording. So go to the weightlossforwomenover40.net/call and book your call today. The link will be in the show notes. Again, it's weightlossforwomenover40, the number 40 at the end, .net/call. All right, so let's talk about osteoporosis. Osteoporosis develops when bone mineral density and mass decreases, or when the bone changes in either structure or strength. So osteoporosis is considered a silent disease because typically you don't have any symptoms. It isn't until way later on, like if your bones are constantly breaking, that you realize, oh, this is going on. So again, it's not until you break a bone until you typically find out, or if you're proactive in your health and go get a DEXA scan. So postmenopausal women need to be really cognizant of osteoporosis because it's the major cause of fractures later on in life. So most fractures for women of a certain age are in the wrist, the spine, and the hips. So I know when I was working in physical therapy, there was a big push to get people to get rid of their throw rugs, right? Those little area rugs that we have, because they are the biggest culprits for falls when you're older, right? Even though that piling of that rug is kind of low, when you get older, if you're not constantly active and lifting your foot up, or you have a misperception of how high that is, a lot of people are falling, right? Because of these throw rugs, which it's not so much the fall, but well, it is the fall. The fall, usually causes hip fractures, especially if you have osteoporosis. So, and if you're later in life and you do get a hip fracture, a lot of that is not usually, it's not a good sign. So, as you get older, throw out those rugs or make sure that you are lifting your leg up enough to clear it. Make sure you're aware of, spatial awareness. So, also keep in mind that certain medications and steroids may increase the risk of getting osteoporosis. So, osteoporosis happens when too much bone mass is decreased or changes occur in the bone tissue. So, here are some risk factors to consider. Number one, your gender. So, females have a higher risk of getting osteoporosis. Another is aging, where bone loss happens faster and new growth is slower. Next factor is body type. So smaller, thinner boned women are at a higher risk than a woman with a larger bone structure. So if you are typically white or Asian woman, you're at a higher risk. Next, take a look at your family history. If mom fractured her hip due to osteoporosis, it may increase your likelihood. As I say with any genetic thing, it does not mean you will get it. It just means that you have a higher probability of getting it. So don't let this stop you from doing something about it. Next is hormonal changes. Hello, all of us ladies listening to Weight Loss Over 40. After menopause, your lower estrogen levels could lead to osteoporosis. So if you also, back in the day, if you work out too much and are now missing periods, or if you did this when you were younger, you may have put yourself at a higher risk for osteoporosis. If you eat foods lower in calcium and don't get enough vitamin D, right? Get outside and get some sun. Or if you have been dieting for a long time, ladies listening to this podcast, this is even more reason to work with me so I can teach you how to stop dieting for good and still get the body you want and still eat the foods that you love. Another factor may be that you're not getting enough protein, which can increase your risk of osteoporosis. Some medical conditions may affect your bones, such as rheumatoid arthritis, gastrointestinal, endocrine, and hormonal diseases, certain types of cancer, HIV and AIDS, and anorexia. Certain medications may facilitate loss of bone density a little bit faster. So that's something you want to ask your doctor if you are on medications. Next is sitting too long and being inactive. I would love for you to go check out my two TEDx talks. You can search my former name, Nicole Simonin, TEDx, or just check out the show notes for the links. But both of my TEDx talk about sitting too long. The first one was about exercising in your chair. It was during COVID. And then the next one, which is my favorite, is dead butt syndrome. So you can go check that out. The links will be in the show notes. Next is smoking, right? This is a big risk. Like, I really want to ask, if you're smoking in today's day and age, why? Like, are you heavily addicted to it, or like it's killing you, right? So why are we smoking in this day and age? And lastly, heavy drinking of alcohol. Okay, so enough doom and gloom about how this can happen. Let's talk about ways to prevent this or slow it down if you already have osteoporosis. So, calcium. So, most people like easy, quick fixes, right? And they think a supplement is the answer for this. But what I have read in studies is that calcium supplements are very inconclusive and they may not be the best for you. So, again, I always say start with actual food, right? As close as we can get to it, right? So, foods with calcium are almonds, dried figs, broccoli, oranges, soybeans and tofu, chickpeas, right? Hummus, milk and yogurt, and leafy green vegetables such as kale or spinach. Again, that's not an all-inclusive list, but go check out real foods that actually have calcium in them. Excuse me. So, next is vitamin D. You need vitamin D to absorb the calcium. And a lot of times, vitamins and minerals are talked about separately, but I really want you to understand that our body does not work like that. It's not just in the absorption of vitamins and minerals, but in your organs and your musculoskeletal system, like the whole body. It works as a team. It doesn't work in isolation. So you need to be getting some vitamin D to get better calcium absorption. And the best way to get vitamin D, again, go natural. go outside and soak up some sun. I know UV rays, etc. I come from a long line of family members who are very skin cancer prone, and that is like mega thrown all the time. But I swear at some point they're going to be telling us that sunscreen is bad for us. But here's what I do. Take it as you like. I put on sunscreen right before I go outside. The lotion hasn't settled in yet, and I figure I got about 20 minutes of good sunshine penetrating my pores until the sunscreen kicks in. You can also get vitamin D from fish, mushrooms, and egg yolks. There are also quote unquote fortified foods, but again, I always like to go natural. Like your body knows how to absorb actual food. This like fake food, this added stuff or supplements, a lot of times your body doesn't really know what to do with all that. So go get a DEXA scan. I am always advocating being proactive in your health. I like to get baseline information for myself at a time, so I have something to compare to later on in life. So typically, DEXA scans are not recommended until you're 65, unless you are at a certain, like you have certain risk factors, and then they usually recommend you start at 50. But if you can get one now, you will have something to compare it to when you're 65 or older. All right, are you ready for the big one to prevent or offset osteoporosis? So there is a law called Wolf's Law that I learned in physical therapy. Always stuck with me. And this law states that bones will adapt when stressed. So, what does that mean? It means do some sort of weight-bearing exercises. That does not mean beat yourself up. It doesn't mean go pull a car or flip tires or anything like that. It means that you want to lift some weights. And for you ladies out there who are lifting what I call the Barbie weights that are a little the 2 pounders, you have to elevate through that process, right? 1, 2 pounds, 3 pounds are typically for rehab purposes, right? Physical therapy. When you're injured, you're readapting. If you've never worked out, of course, start lighter, but build yourself up. Women, again, are still so scared of weights. Weight training is not going to make you some big, bulky version of you, I promise you. So you want to lift some weights. And here's the thing, you don't have to necessarily do weights. You can do resistance training with resistance bands. You could do body weight exercises. Another thing I want to add in is if you can jump, do some light jumping. Some sort of, whether it's a Zumba class or whether it's jumping rope or just even hops in place, right? That impact, again, you got to take into account what's going on in your personal body, but that impact actually will strengthen your bones. So I just posted on the website, Weight Loss for Women Over 40, that I am going to be bringing back my boot camp classes. But they are virtual. So I'm kind of known as a boot camp lady in my neck of woods. I run into people all the time that are like, "Oh my gosh, I used to take your boot camp class here and there." And I mean, I did boot camp classes all over South Jersey. It was really how I started my fitness business back called Shape It Up back in the early 2000s. So I actually started Mommy and Me boot camps in the park in the beginning because I had two little nuggets, and it really spread into these huge classes of women doing boot camp classes out in the park. It was a lot of fun. If you want to check out my Facebook personal page, I just posted some pictures of the past of us doing boot camp, but I'm bringing it back virtually. And now, before you freak out about the words boot camp, my classes are a mixture of body weight exercises and resistance training, and whether that's dumbbells or resistance bands. My classes were more like big personal training sessions because I would go around and personalize the exercise for each participant. I would love to be able to do that virtually. I have to see how that's going to work and how many people are in each session, because I do think that that is the missing link with a lot of exercise classes. You are following along, but yet you need a modification or you need, some sort of an adjustment. So we will focus on that when we open up those classes. So After, the weight training part, we would do some great stretches, whether that's yoga or Pilates or based on my own stretches from my background in ballet. And if you would like to take a virtual class, you can go to weightlossforwomen40.net/live virtual fitness classes. That's a long link. I'm going to probably change that to classes. But I will leave the link in the show notes, and you can always go to weightlossforwomenover40.net and click on services, and you will see a drop-down menu and just click on classes or virtual classes. So the link will be in the show notes, and regardless of whether you do the virtual classes or you work with me, really go do some resistance training to combat osteoporosis. It can start off as walking. I do recommend that if you're a newbie, get somebody who knows what the heck they're talking about, right? Because you don't want to mess around, especially if you do have osteoporosis. You want to make sure you're careful. So, lastly, for osteoporosis, take a look at your lifestyle. Like, stop smoking if you're smoking, cut back on the alcohol, be active, fuel your body with good nutrients. I don't know if I just made up a new word. Nutritious food, and most importantly, get your body into a healthy weight and healthy state mentally and physically. If you want help doing that, book a call with me today because let's get real, none of us are getting any younger. And if you are, I want to know your secret and what's your magic wand. But if you want to slow down the aging process and get to be the healthiest version that you can be, start today. Your 90-year-old self will thank you. So I want to thank you for joining me on today's episode of Weight Loss for Women Over 40. If you would like to grab a free copy of 5 Reasons You Are Not Losing Weight Over 40, there is an ebook to be taken free off of the website. It is weightlossforwomenover40.net, and you can go grab your copy there today. So all the links that we talked about will be in the show. And I hope you will join me for next week's episode. Have a beautiful day, and I will talk to you soon.